AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A moment of silence in Paris for the victims of the terror attacks there and around the world. President Obama and other world leaders who are there in Paris for a UN climate conference paused for a moment this morning to remember the victims of terror. The leaders say this conference can show terrorists what countries can do when they stand together. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith is in Paris, where President Obama has been meeting with China's President Xi Jinping.
They're the world's two top carbon polluters, China at 30% of global emissions, America at 16%, which the president says means they have to work together.
Our leadership on this issue has been absolutely vital.
Meeting with Xi Jinping on the summit sidelines, Obama told reporters the two countries have set the pace on clean energy efforts. He told reporters, yes, America and China have differences on cyber theft and Beijing's claims in the South China Sea. But he said when the two countries do cooperate, good things happen. Mark Smith at the Global Climate Summit, Paris.
The University of Chicago has canceled all classes and activities today because of an online threat. AP correspondent Greg McCune is in Chicago.
The university issued a statement saying that the FBI had forwarded to them a threat that was posted online threatening that there would be possibly a shooting on campus on the Quad, which is a popular gathering place.
In Colorado, 57-year-old Robert Deere is due in court today, accused of that deadly attack on a Planned Parenthood clinic last Friday. Also due in court today, the man who jumped the White House fence draped in an American flag last week. His lawyer says 22-year-old Joseph Caputo of Connecticut didn't plan to harm anybody, but just wanted to deliver his ideas for change. This is AP Radio News. Tens of millions of Americans are returning home after the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend. They had good weather yesterday for the most part. Things went pretty smoothly at the airports, too. Most airports across the country were running with delays of 15 minutes or less last night, according to the FAA. AAA says about 47 million of us were expected to travel over the long weekend. Basketball legend Kobe Bryant says he will retire after this season with the Lakers. He says his body knows it's time to say goodbye. And he doesn't have the passion anymore, either.
Finally, I just had to just accept the fact that I don't want to do this anymore. You know, and I'm okay with that. And, you know, once I accepted that, then it became time to just let everybody know. I mean, why not?
In football, the Broncos defeated the Patriots 30-24 and Cincinnati over St. Louis 31-7. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.